Good evening. Welcome to Mass this Easter Monday. You all had a lovely celebration of Easter yesterday, and the Church continues its celebration for these next 8 days, the octave of Easter. The liturgy bears that out so powerfully and so beautifully. The scripture readings now, today, start with the reading of the Acts of the Apostles, the history of the early church. And over the days and weeks, we'll see how that church began to grow and flourish and continue to proclaim the good news. We hear Peter today at Pentecost, and here we are just a day after Easter. But it reminds us that time moves on. But the gospel for these days and these next few weeks are about the resurrection appearances of Jesus, immediately and later on. Today in Matthew's gospel, we see Mary Magdalene and the other Mary leaving the tomb. They've gone to do what they did best, to prepare the body of Jesus for burial. But of course, there is no body. He's not there. And so they run to tell the disciples, and they meet the risen Jesus along the way. We shouldn't pay too much attention to the different nuances that exist in the different gospel narratives. Here Jesus says to them, "Do not be afraid." It doesn't say that they recognized him, but they knew something was different. So they did him homage. They got down on their knees and did him homage. And that's why he says, "Don't be afraid. But go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." So Mary of Magdala becomes the first disciple of the resurrection. God chooses a woman whose status at the time of our Lord really stood for nothing, chooses a woman to be the messenger to the disciples. Remember yesterday's gospel in John, we heard how the disciples then came running to the tomb to see if what, of course, Mary had said, because she was a woman, was true. And of course, it was true. Jesus is not there. But they're charged with this commission to go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee, and there they will see me. There's a lovely image, if you have the Magnificat in today's reflection on the gospel, from an ancient, the 5th century saint, and he says, "I'm using you as a loudmouth trumpet." It's like, wow. In other words, don't just go and say, "Oh, have you heard that Jesus has risen?" No, go and proclaim it. Tell my brothers, tell the community, tell the people. But then Jesus will, in different ways, appear to different people at various times. But he will always meet them where they are. Sunday we will hear how he goes into that upper room again. He goes back to Jerusalem. And there Thomas, remember Thomas? He'll go to the road to Emmaus where the disciples are leaving Jerusalem. And he'll talk to them about all that has taken place. He'll go to the Sea of Galilee where he's prepared breakfast for Peter and the others who've gone out fishing. He meets them where they're at. He'll call Mary in the other Gospels by name, and she knows who he is. Jesus will always meet you where you are, not somewhere else, but where you are. And there he will tell you, go and tell others what is going on in your life. Go and tell others how good God might have been to you. Go and tell others the answer you got to prayer. Go and tell others whatever it may be. Not in a boastful way, that says, oh, look at me. No, because we share the wonders of God in our lives. We reflect on them. That God has come into the ordinariness of our lives to help us to understand, to show us the way. Because if we keep staying at the tomb, there's nothing there. But we have to go to the tomb in order to get that glimpse of faith, just as we had to go to Calvary, but we didn't have to stay there either. So Jesus meets us where we are, just as he met the Marys on their way to tell the disciples. Where is God wanting to show you the way? What is in your heart this Easter day that you really need God to be part of? Invite him in. Tell him what it is that you need. And let him show you how much he loves you.